The Judgment of Damien. As part of my journey of renewal, of obtaining a new heart and mind, I share this testimony of deliverance, a higher learning of walking by faith, not by sight. I recall once about a year ago not consciously focusing on anything spiritual when I heard, "There will come a time when lawlessness will be so prolific and your carnal senses so tested that the only way to overcome will be to walk by faith." I have taken this word to heart and have placed all of my faith in Jesus to prepare me, and through the word of my testimony prepare you for what is upon us. Be of good courage, brethren, for you are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Recently, through my own experience, I have obtained knowledge and understanding as to why, when deliverance is to take place, the individual afflicted will start to second guess pressing forward. They may feel irritable, anxious, double-minded, fearful. I know at some point in our Christian walk, we have all had the nudging to go pray for someone, say a certain thing, or do a certain thing, not realizing our deliverance is in the obedience of the nudging. We are often reluctant to do what we're being nudged about because of fear, the spirit of fear. What we don't realize is that when we do something uncomfortable, deliverance takes place within us. It is not just God seeking to use us as the most important doors in order to touch that person's life, but that we will also experience deliverance from whatever is holding us back from being obedient. The deliverance process can be as subtle as just being obedient. In other situations, as intense as meeting with a deliverance minister or team to have a part of your soul and or spirit delivered from demons and or fallen heavenly powers. Whatever the case, until the person is strong enough, knowledgeable enough as to what is happening to them, said person may often be hesitant to experience deliverance and withdraw due to the spirit of fear or any other agent of our enemies. Rabbi Yeshua imparted this revelation to me after I attended my first of an 8-week coaching session with 2 bride ministry coaches in training. During the session, an entity was exposed and eventually vanquished from the temple of the Holy Spirit that I am and brought to the feet of Jesus. I had a thief, murderer, destroyer lurking within me, and I was unaware. Before meeting with the bride coaches, I had known for almost a week I would be part of this training. In fact, I knew longer than that, for from the moment my wife told me she had been asked to participate in the training, the Holy Spirit told me I would be involved. I did not think too much of it, nor was I surprised when she came to me and said that the Lord told her I should take her place in the bride 8-week coaching training. I accepted the offer willingly. However, when the day of the training came, I felt a mess. I was experiencing incredible anxiety and fear. I was questioning my decision to agree to participate. What was I thinking? I desired greatly to back out. Felt like I was having a mild panic attack. I don't have panic attacks. I'm just not one to panic in situations. I knew that there was something wrong. Something had to be projecting this thought process, but it felt so much like my own, and I was being convinced to accept it as my thoughts and feelings, that these were warning signs that I was making a mistake agreeing to these sessions. I expressed to my wife what I was going through, and she confirmed that there was breakthrough ahead, thus the struggle. So I fixed my heart on Jesus in order to press forward, to do what I had given my yes to do. I will not recount the entire session here, but this is the discovery of why I was experiencing the insane hesitation and borderline panic attack in the first place. During the session, an entity by the name of Damien was exposed. Damien, or so it called itself, confessed to be the reason why my imagination would spontaneously be flooded with sexual images while seeking to get into deep spiritual meditations and prayers. Often the distraction would be so great I would not be able to focus or have to fight hard to continue focusing in times of prayer and meditations while alone. I have noticed in times of corporate prayer, however, I have not been afflicted by Damien. I'm guessing this is due to the oneness and agreement that has taken place with my brothers and sisters. It overwhelms these entities. The coach and I thought this entity at first to be an aspect of my soul that had been fragmented due to my being abused as a child and the years as a teen and adult spent invested in pornography and promiscuity. But after being tested, this entity proved to be a usurping parasite who also had taken residency due to my childhood trauma and habits. After my session had concluded, I was encouraged by the Lord to look up the name Damien and found this meaning. Damien takes its origin from Greek, meaning to tame, to subdue. Damien may also be linked to Daimia, a name given to the Greek goddess of the harvest, Demeter. I began talking to the Lord about all of this and realized that the entity using the name Damien was spot on to its nature, and it's seeking to corrupt my imagination and psyche. Also, Damien, having its root in Greek as a tamer, is subjugator, and in Greek mythology as the goddess of the harvest, was another exposing of tares. God has been drilling into me the significance of the fields, all God has made, the harvest, the kingdom of heaven, and the tares that our enemies have sown, and how all mature tares must be uprooted in order to destroy any and all resources of our enemies. Now here is an entity, a goddess, or her servant who has sown tares in me, seeking to reap a harvest for its false lord within me. Here is a truly mind-blowing thing that is revolutionizing further the weapons of my warfare. The Lord shared with me that the reason I felt anxiety, fear, resistance to getting on the call was not because of me at all, but because Damien had been told by God that on that specific date and time, it, Damien, would be exposed and judged through this deliverance session. The Lord explained that Damien knew that this was coming, but instead of Damien lying low and not drawing attention to itself, its anxiety of being exposed caused Damien to seek to distract and cause confusion to the host, me. It could not help itself, but rushed forward. Thus, what was decreed by God came to pass. It is like someone knowing that someone else knows their secret and could expose them at any moment. And the anxiety is so overwhelming that they start doing things that causes them to expose themselves. Of course, God always gives me scripture that goes with everything he shares with me. So hear this. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. John chapter 16, verses 7 to 11. Our enemies have already been judged by God through Yeshua. God has been doing this process from the fall of Lucifer until now. He bound in everlasting chains and banished the fallen angels who had laid with humanity in the time of Noah to the bottomless pit. I just did not realize that he tells them when judgment is coming in order to have them be exposed by their own hubris. I mean, look at what is going on in the world. The media, the movies, the music, etc. Our enemies are constantly exposing themselves. We have just become desensitized, and instead of going to war, we are entertained by our enemies and even join them at play unknowingly. The Lord expressed that Legion, who had possessed a man in other scriptures, two men at the tomb, also knew this judgment was coming upon them. God had also told Legion that on that day, they would be exposed and judged. Instead of Legion lying low until Jesus passed by, Legion caused the man to come running out because of their anxiety of judgment and were cast out of the man, fulfilling what they were told was coming and forcing them to expose themselves and face judgment. Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 to 29 states, "When he, Jesus, had come to the other side, to the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. And suddenly they cried out, saying, 'What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?'" In Mark chapter 5, verses 6 to 9, "When he, the demon in the possessed man, saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, 'What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me.' For he said to him, 'Come out of the man, unclean spirit.' Then he asked him, 'What is your name?' And he answered, saying, 'My name is Legion, for we are many.'" When we are resistant to be where we are to be or do what we are to do, don't beat yourself up. Take courage in Christ. Ask the question, why? Why am I hesitant to do what I know is good and holy to do? Confess to the Lord about what is happening to you, which is a form of humbling yourself to the Lord, and he will minister to you. Jesus is actually already speaking to us, but when we are more focused on the storm than him, we can't hear him so well. But when we can hear his question, "Where are you right now?" and answer honestly, we find that we are not the ones resisting, but the foe that knows its defeat is near. Jesus loves us and desires our complete freedom and has made an open show of principalities and powers. Their time of complete and total destruction draws closer and closer, and nothing can stop that. However, in their malevolence, these evil entities may even seek to kill their host in order to not face judgment before the time. See, what the spirit of epilepsy tried to do to the man's son instead of facing Jesus and being cast out. "Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he, Jesus, asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.' Jesus said to him, 'If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.' Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, 'Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.'" Mark chapter 9, verses 20 to 24. Jesus has exposed all of them and paraded them through the heavens, through all space, time, realm, and dimensions as the defeated rulers that they are. He told them when and where they would be exposed and judged, and it freaks them out more than anything. Imagine Satan's anxiety all through the ages, waiting and destructively seeking to stop the coming of the seed of the woman, he who would crush his head. Our enemies are projecting their anxieties and thoughts upon us, and often what we feel may not really be our own feelings, but theirs. Or because we were once soul-bound to them, we feel what they feel. As part of Rabbi Yeshua's teaching, I have come to know not to trust every thought I may have and every feeling I may feel. I have come to know that even thoughts and feelings are spiritual. Thoughts and feelings are produced by the imagination of the heart, and the heart is influenced by spirits. If our heart is consistently influenced by our human spirit, who has been made one with the Holy Spirit of God, the kingdom of heaven, we will respond as Christ would in every situation. However, if our hearts are influenced by fallen angels, demons, and the kingdom of death, we will respond as the Antichrist would in every situation. So as instructed in 1 John, we are to test every spirit, even our own spirit, if you are fortunate to be a believer who acknowledges their human spirit. and even interacts with him. Hear what 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 to 3 says. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Damien is gone, and I shall not free him from imprisonment by doubting my experience. I will walk by faith in the finished work of Yeshua and not by sight. During the deliverance session, I bore witness to Damien being held down by angels and sprayed with living water. He went from seeming to have a form of a human to a sludge-like creature, which possessed a spider-like torso and legs. This creature was then imprisoned in a transparent glass box filled with living water and brought before the feet of Yeshua for judgment. I await the day when all the saints of God will judge fallen angels and their children, passing judgment with our Lord Jesus. We will cast Damien and those like him into the lake of fire for eternal destruction. They no longer able to torment the children of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen.